Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Today, I'm going to do a little bit of a story time about Thanksgiving. Because it's Thanksgiving. So, I've only had two Thanksgivings that were, well, now three because of last year, that were not either held at my house growing up, or my aunt's house, or my grandmother's house. Tonight I have two stories for you. One where we went to my other aunt's house, and one where we spent it at my grandma's mobile home when she finally moved. So, we're gonna get into it. Yeah, so this year, we're kind of doing what we did last year, just everybody meeting up. Given that this is Thanksgiving, I'm probably at Thanksgiving dinner right now, but I have pre-recorded this, so I'm not exactly sure whose house I'm at, but I do know that it's being kept small. My mom, my sister, and her boyfriend, Aaron, and I, and the kids, and that we are not having turkey, because no one in my family really likes turkey that much. So, for a lot of years we did turkey, but we don't anymore. Our tradition is no longer to have a turkey. So, yeah, as of right now, I'm probably eating dinner with my family. It's probably not turkey. It's probably none of the traditional Thanksgiving fare, unlike last year, where literally the only traditional thing we had was green bean casserole, and then everything else was like popcorn chicken and meatballs and a pickle tray and all that kind of stuff. So, that's probably what I'm eating. So given that it's Thanksgiving, what are you guys doing this year? Are you having your traditional feast with your family and watching the football game? Are you not having turkey? Are you maybe that person who just is chilling at home by themselves because their family is just too much for them? Or maybe you're like at a Friendsgiving, like, what are you guys doing? Alright, so the first story I'm going to tell you is how we went to my Aunt Mary's house for Thanksgiving in 7th grade, and how different it was from our usual traditional dinners that we usually had back in the day. I'm going to get into it, so here we go. Alright, so usually for our dinners, we would either go to our childhood home, my Nana's house, or my Aunt Sherry's house for Thanksgiving. Everybody would be there, my parents and us, sometimes even my stepsister Molly, you know, my cousins, my grandparents, just like everybody, and sometimes even friends too, but mainly it was all just us. And my aunt had bought a house like a year or two before this, and we'd never gone over there for any holidays yet. And so, this year, my Aunt Sherry and her kids and her ex-husband went up to her ex-husband's family's house. So, my Aunt Mary decided, since it was going to be a lot smaller of a Thanksgiving and there would only just be my sister and I, that it would be okay to do it at her house this year. For some reason, I don't know why. It's not that my Aunt Mary doesn't like kids. She does, but she's a super neat freak perfectionist, and so every time kids are around, she's super freaked out about how they will behave or if they're gonna mess stuff up. And she enjoys kids and likes having kids around, but given her personality and her anxiety and like other stuff, for her, like, having kids around is just a lot and it's overwhelming. And believe me, I have two kids, I totally understand that now. But yeah, anyways, so, some notable things about Aunt Mary. Like I said before, she was a clean freak and a perfectionist, and she kind of, despite being married, became like a crazy cat lady. And when I say crazy cat lady, I mean these cats were literally her children. She treated them like babies. Most homes have a home office instead of an extra bedroom when they don't have kids, but no, she had a legitimate room that she turned into a cat room, like, where the cats lived. And like, they had the whole run of her house usually, but they had an entire room dedicated to them instead of, like, you know, a home office or like whatever. She had a cat room. So Like, I'm not knocking that. Like, that's cool and stuff. Like, if you love your pet, like, they should have their own space. But she had, like, a lot of cats. So she had, like, a cat room. Like, at the time, I think she had three or four. And, yeah. So, basically, I was in seventh grade. I was going through kind of, like, my punky, almost kind of gothy, good Charlotte-loving phase. And, you know, given the previous information I just gave you, I was sure to put on my best, you know how they had those like little like pipe hat beanies with the bills and stuff on them? I had one of those, so of course I had to wear it. And I had to wear my gray and black camouflage pants that matched it and a black t-shirt. And at the time, I wasn't really allowed to wear, like, a lot of makeup, but I was allowed to wear a little bit of mascara and a little bit of blush and a little bit of lip gloss because it was Thanksgiving, so my mom let me. And I remember I made sure that day to paint my nails in the color closest to black that I had, which was Sally Hansen's gunmetal, because I was not actually allowed to wear black nail polish and wishing that the gunmetal was black nail polish, but whatever. And of course, getting ready also entailed me packing up some CDs, a CD player, and a bunch of magazines and other stuff to do because, like I said, my aunt didn't have kids. And so there wasn't a lot of like kids stuff to do there, and there wasn't going to be like cousins for me to hang out with. And her cats were afraid of everybody, so that ruled hanging out with the cats out. And the TV, the one TV that they had, was going to be dominated by the football game because all the adults wanted to watch football. So, that also ruled that out. But yeah, how we spent our afternoon before we ate, because usually what we do is we have everybody show up, everybody like socializes for a while, and then dinner is served, everybody socializes while they eat. After dinner, everyone kind of hangs out, has dessert, talks a little bit more, and then leaves. So usually what we would do during the social hours, just hang out with my cousins, show off like new cool toys that we had, if we had any, or brag about different things that we were doing at school and with our friends. But since our cousins weren't there, it was literally my sister sitting there flipping through Bop and Tiger Beat and me probably incessantly talking about Good Charlotte and Simple Plan and wanting to shop at Hot Topic, even though I didn't really go to Hot Topic a lot at the time, and my mom didn't really take me there a lot until later. But incessantly talking about that, probably talking about people I knew at school, same with my sister. She was probably incessantly talking about Hillary Duff because she was obsessed with Hillary Duff back in the day. And yeah, that's probably what we were doing. It's just chilling at the kitchen table, because literally with my aunt being a perfectionist neat freak and her cats being afraid of everything and hiding in the cat room, basically it was the only place for us to go was like right there in the kitchen at the table, unless we wanted to go watch football with the adults, which we did not back then. My sister probably would now, but back then she didn't, and I have never liked football, so I didn't either. Anyways, then dinner was served. It actually went by really quick. Usually when we have dinner, it's like everybody's talking and socializing while they eat. Everybody takes a long time to get the food together because we have to go like in a line because there's usually so many of us, or used to be so many of us. But with a big chunk of them gone, there was literally only 6 adults and 2 kids. So that's 8 people. That's not very many people. The adults went pretty quick because we didn't make as much food as we usually did because there was a lot less people. It was like cut in half. The amount of people we had was cut in half, basically. So, yeah. And basically my sister and I sat there at the kitchen table with our food. Again, probably incessantly talking about people we knew from school and celebrities and listening to music and stuff while we ate our dinner. And all I remember is after it was over, we packed up all our stuff. And I went back to my grandma's. I don't remember if my sister came with me, but usually as a tradition, the night before Thanksgiving, I spent at my grandma's, and the night of Thanksgiving, I spent at my grandma's, and that's probably what I did. And that was the whole thing, literally just being confined to a kitchen table unless I got up to go pee, which I probably did only once back then because I didn't have to pee as much back then. So by the next year, my grandmother had moved into her new mobile home, and my aunt had divorced and remarried. So our family got a little bit bigger. We decided to, you know, break in my grandmother's mobile home by having Thanksgiving there. And it was pretty weird, I gotta tell you. So I'm gonna go ahead and tell you that story right now. So as I had said, this year my Aunt Sherry, I can't remember if they were already married or if they were just living together at the time, but they are married now, and they did get married not long after she got divorced. So they came to Thanksgiving dinner, them and three of the four kids, because at the time my cousin, let's call him Carlos, did not live with them. At the time, he lived with his dad. So my cousins, will call them Damon, Chelsea, and what's the name for her? I guess, oh, David, Chelsea, and Allie. So David, Chelsea, and Allie came with them. And so basically, the new cousins, which are Chelsea and Damon, sat at the kitchen table with Chelsea's quote-unquote friend. So we all had a time socializing at the table. Of course, I had only met them like once before this, and I barely spoke to them the time that I did meet them. So when I showed up there and they were there, I was so excited and so curious. The first thing I did was head over to that table and sit down with them and start talking because, hey, you're related to me, or going to be related to me. Who are you? What are you like? Like, let's be friends. Let's talk. And so, basically, I spent the evening conversing with them, and they kept bringing up the fact that he was just a friend. But then they also kept bringing up, like, other friends and other things they would go do, and I would tell them about my friends and things that we would go do, even though I really had no social life and hardly went anywhere ever at this point still. But yeah, as for my sister and Allie, they took off into the kid room, which is basically my grandma's guest room, but she called it the kid room because she turned it into a place where all the kids would just go hang out. And they were in there watching TV while the adults obviously were all socializing and watching football in the living room area. By the way, the kitchen, living room, and dining room area are all one giant room. So like, while we were at the table, the adults were like 10 feet away all watching football. So, but yeah, Carlos not being there though was definitely, something that didn't go unnoticed. Like, it kept being brought up, like, by different relatives. Like, he was definitely missed. Like, everybody thought it was weird that he, like, didn't come down for Thanksgiving. Like, even though he lived with his dad, like, why didn't he come for Thanksgiving? Like, whatever, you know? Again, as for the meal, we had a turkey dinner with all the, like, traditional fix-ins and all the extra stuff we people have with their traditional Thanksgiving meal. And all I remember is, over our meal, I was trying to flirt so hard with this quote-unquote friend because I low-key thought he was cute and they were just friends, right? So, but yeah, I had so many questions and I was trying to flirt and trying to eat and look pretty and sexy and cute at the same time, and like, it wasn't really working. I almost choked and threw up on a piece of turkey, and I looked like a complete asshole idiot, but like, he was still gonna notice me, right? He didn't, but like, but I totally thought it was gonna make him notice me. And after dinner, all I remember is Carlos called because he wanted to talk to some of us. So he was talking, and my aunt was passing around her phone, letting whoever wanted to talk to Carlos say hi and like, happy Thanksgiving and see how he was doing. And my grandpa had been kind of sick that day, so he was super out of it. And I kind of felt bad about when they tried to talk because he had no idea what was happening or that he was even talking to my cousin or like what he was even saying. He was barely even talking, and like it was really hard to watch because my cousin kept trying to like have like a full-on conversation with him, and my grandpa was just so out of it. He didn't even know he was at Thanksgiving dinner. Like, he was so out of it, he had no idea what was going on. Like, nobody in the room to him existed because he was just out of his mind. He was so sick. So, like, I felt really bad and it was really hard to watch. But yeah, when the call was done, Aunt Sherry and her side all headed out. And I was totally sure, like, he's gonna ask for my number, or I'm gonna get up my confidence and ask for his number. Neither of those things happened because I was not confident enough to ask for his number, which kind of a good thing because you'll see in a second. Anyways, after Allie and Damon and Chelsea and Chelsea's friend left, and my aunt and uncle left, I headed into the kid room with my sister, and I was just like spilling all the tea about all the stuff I found out. She was spilling all the tea about all the information that our cousin Allie had given her about like the new relatives and about Carlos and all that. And I start telling her about my low-key crush on this friend, which she started laughing at me. And I was like, "Why are you laughing? Like, that's not funny. Like, he's really cute. Do you think they're gonna like invite him around a lot? Because they were saying that they were like really good friends and they were really close and they hung out all the time. Like, do you think like I could talk, like she would talk to him for me?" And she just kept laughing every time I would say something like this. Oh, excuse me. My sister just kept laughing every time I would say something like this. And I'm like, what is wrong? Like, she finally told me the truth, which Allie had told her, which is that basically their friend was actually Chelsea's boyfriend. My new uncle, was just very embarrassed of him because he had like gauges and like he dressed kind of like punky, skatery, and like grungy. And so he was like embarrassed of them and basically told them, "You're not allowed to tell people you're dating. Like, he's just a friend. Like, he's not anything special. He's not going to be in our family. Like, no. Tell them he's just a friend. You're not dating. Like, this was not my idea," basically. So I was just like, oh shit. So maybe it was good that I didn't get my confidence up to ask for his number, and it was a good thing that I definitely didn't ask Chelsea to like pass along my number to him. Anyways, long story short, eventually my sister and my parents and everyone else end up leaving, including Aunt Mary and her ex-husband. And that left me and my grandma because my papa had went to bed. So me and my grandma just kind of hung out and we were just watching TV. And from what I remember is back then I was very obsessed with scary movies and like ghost shows. I still am. And I remember we were watching, I don't remember exactly what we were watching, but I know it was some sort of ghost show. And we were sitting there watching it together, and my grandma has a gas stove, which means an open flame. Like, if you take the top of the burner off, it's basically an open flame. And we were roasting marshmallows and watching ghost shows. And I was telling her about what had happened and about how he's the boyfriend and all this stuff, and just like spilling all the tea. And she's spilling all the tea she found out from my aunt. And just like, yeah, it was just crazy. And then it was really fun. And then we just like did that all night and went to bed. And that was Thanksgiving, where I low key tried to flirt and almost died because of it. So, the life advice I'm going to give you today is, if your relatives are too overwhelming and you need a break, go lock yourself in the bathroom for 10 minutes. And if anyone asks, you're taking a shit. Like, right? Meat makes you shit. Actually, it doesn't. It constipates you, but who cares? They don't know what you ate before you came there. All right, guys. If you're not with your mom on Thanksgiving or you just need someone to give you a mom hug on Thanksgiving, I'm sending you big ol' mom hugs on Thanksgiving over the airwaves, and I hope you just have the happiest of Thanksgivings because you deserve it. Whether you're with your friends, your family, or you're by yourself, you deserve to have a good day today. And I will see you guys next time.